This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. We often find ourselves in a situation where we are visiting a person who's critically ill, and medically the signs are not looking bright. It's rather looking slim and bleak. What words of hope can we say to such a person, knowing very well that his end is fast approaching? Well, here we look at the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recorded by Imam Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah. Academically, of course, there is a narrator in this chain that is weak, Musa bin Muhammad bin Ibrahim. However, it is regarding virtue, so we can share the narration. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha dakhaltum 'ala al-mariid," when you visit a sick person, "fanaffisu lahu fi ajlihi," then give him hope, inspire him, motivate him. You're looking bright, you're looking good, you'll be discharged soon. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَا يَرُدُّ شَيْئًا, your kind words will not prolong his life. وَيَطِيبُ بِهِ نَفْسًا, but will surely add value to the remaining days of his life. Amazing indeed. That's the psychology of the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's look at the second scenario. You need to break news to a near and dear one of something which is not very pleasant. How do you break the news? In English, we talk of euphemism, to be gentle, to be polite, to be indirect. So we look at a verse in the Quran, chapter 12, Juz 12, verse 41, when Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam was innocently incarcerated, and with him there were fellow two inmates, and both of them had seen a dream. These people were accused for poisoning the food of the king, and the matter was under investigation, and in the interim they had a dream. Now, one of the interpretation was positive, that that individual will be acquitted of the allegations and he will be restored or reinstated as the wine bearer of the king. While the other interpretation was that he will be found guilty and he will be executed. In Ibn Kathir, it is mentioned when Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam interpreted the dreams, he did not say to the one whose death was close because he was going to be found guilty, like, count your days are numbered. Rather, he was gentle, he was polite, he was adopted euphemism in the approach. He said, "Amma ahadukuma fayasqi rabbahu khamra." One of you will be reinstated to present wine to the king, while the other will be found guilty and he will be crucified. May Allah bless us with gentleness, politeness, tactfulness and euphemism. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.